Even if I don't want to say stop this, and I say, do you mind praying about it? Just take a week off and go and pray. Because I believe that there's some people like that, that man I'm telling you about, died, I think, 2 years after. And one day I heard the man was dead. I said, oh, I knew this man. Look, it's not as if I knew he was going to die. No, let me say it like that. I said, listen, what this man is doing is not right. I just watched TV. And once, I didn't see him twice on TV. Only one day. I sat down. I said, is that him? They said, yes. I said, this man is not called to ministry. How will he know? Except he turns aside to look. Why do Christians fast? We're not going to hunger fast to impress anybody. We don't want to set ourselves on fire to catch government attention. You take time aside to look. Because your library ministry, there is no way you will know except you take time aside to look. Should I continue doing business? There's no way you will know except you take time aside to look. So God says many things on fire around us. What he's saying is simple. Just turn aside and look. And I'm telling you, if you turn aside to look, all right, and you are careful, you will, you see, different way God speaks. But at the end of the day, you will have understanding, you will have direction. Don't just make a rash decision one day because something didn't work the way you wanted it to work. A man starts business today, didn't work. I mean, 7 days, a man must fall, you know. In 7 ways. A righteous man falls how many times? 7 times. So the first day your business doesn't work, it doesn't mean you're not called to business. It just means turn aside and look. You know, I said something last time. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, from your youth you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. And when I preach that message, wisdom for salvation, this is what I meant. I said, listen, everything you want to do in life, you must have a wisdom for your own salvation. It's not a business. It's not just to say, God, I want to go and commit this business into your hand. Look, this business is committed into your hand. Commit into God's hands. You know how long it takes? Maybe like 5 seconds. Assume the name of your business is Kingdom Microphone Loudspeaker Computers Gathering Introduction of the Word of God and Expounding Thereof International. You're not planning to give any business that name, so that's why let me just use that. To commit it into God's hand is how long it takes for you to pronounce the name of the business and say, I have committed it into your hands, O Lord. That's all. What takes time is to hear from the Lord, for the Holy Spirit to inspire you to plot the strategy you will use for your business. Ask my wife when I'm talking with her. I say, listen, whatever you want to do, and I want to tell them, I'd like to do this. I say, look, everybody is doing that. So what is different? It's very important. And let me just say this, as a believer, anything you want to do in life, ask yourself, why should I do it? I mean, somebody's already doing it. I told you once, people talk, we talk, we are not here. That must be my year of greatest, don't let me call it temptation. In temptation, the way we talk about it, something you are thinking of doing, but you really don't want to do, but maybe you have been pressured to do it. You understand my point? So I won't call it temptation. Let me say the year of my greatest harassment. I think you should make this thing a church. You should do church. You know, you'll be able to reach more people and all of that. I heard this so many times. And I discussed with my friend, Topsy. I said, Topsy, look at what people are saying. He said, by the time I finished, he said, many people are already doing that. I don't know whether I get the point. He said, if you meet on Sundays, you can help more people will come. And Topsy said, yes, we have heard that. But do you know how many people are already meeting on Sundays? What are you going to do that many they don't have options for? He said, they're not good churches. This is meet me. I can recommend in Enugu at least 2 churches that I'm sure the pastors are very honest. And they will never manipulate you with the word of God. Come and meet me. I'll point them out to you. So I said, and like my friend and I concluded, I said, but the one you are doing, look around. How many people are doing it? I said, I don't know anybody else apart from me. He said, fine. So why do you want to deny us of something that only you are the only one doing? Meanwhile, the other one, we want to join the one that with their multitudes. I told him wisdom. Thank you very much for removing all these voices of harassment. I wasn't tempted. They are looking for a good church to go on Sunday. Come and see me. I will recommend. But the one I'm doing is the one I'm doing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, I like it like that. And from the beginning, before I started, I settled down. Based on thoughts, dreams, different things, I said, this is the way I want to do this ministry. And until I turn aside and look, and God says, let's move in another direction, I continue in this direction. So anything you want to do in life, ask yourself. Don't sit there, I like that shop. Look at the way their shop is. Let's rent a shop like that. You've just begun to fail. You can be sure of that. You don't want that. You want it. Ask yourself, what is it that I am going to do? That some, like I always say, you're doing business. Why should they leave that door? Leave that door and come to your own. Ask yourself. Say, if you do like this, you will have more volume sales. Is your life about volume sales or doing that which you are supposed to do? Problem with a lot of pastors these days is volume sales. More volume. That's a problem with it because, you know, I was talking to some of my colleagues, they're talking about messages, how some pastors say this. I say, you have to understand that we have set a standard in this day's Christianity. We said that simple. This is how we know whether you are doing well. We count the amount of individuals you have and the amount of money you gather. So when you put those two together, you now it's very easy to know whether a ministry is doing good or doing bad. And one of our guys in their church, that is how they relate, they check the performance of all the pastors. Nothing else. How many people did your church? 75. How much is the offering? And they come again. He said, listen, look at your mate. There are 750 in his church, and their tithe in a month is 18 million. You have to work hard. Work hard in what now? Make sure your membership increases in number and your tithe crosses 18 million. And for some people, once they do that, they are promoted. Maintain tithe of this amount for a certain number of time. Yeah, you get your promotion. You know the effect of that? I'll tell you. The boy said, no problem. You want number, you want money, nothing spoil. You get some kind people around town now. Some of them are demon possessed. They wear suit. You know, suit is money. It's not anointing. I hope you know that. You all shine it well. Wear a nice tie. Just cram two messages on TV and tell a few lies. You know, human beings want to be deceived. They love it. The reason why I'm talking about that, because I was thinking, all these ancestral curses. I say, ancestral curse today in Nigeria is a crowd puller. Listen, all right, in case you are praying for God to murder you. So just go outside, hire a hall, and put sign there. Ancestral curse is broken. Then put a few testimonies. You show one woman tie her scarf, say, for 17 years, nobody made progress in our family until we broke the curse. Just put a few testimonies there. It's not hard. I'm telling you, God will eventually deal with you, but at least you will have proved what I'm saying correct. Then tell them that once you sow a seed, listen, in a few weeks, you go cross that threshold number. Your offering too will go up. So a lot of, I know what I'm telling you is a matter of fact. So what people start doing that, their guys will not go around. I have friends in ministry, tell me these things. Look, we can help you grow this church. It's simple. We're arranged like this. Before you know what happened, the whole town is there. They do fake miracles. My wife knows what I'm talking about. People hire wheelchairs. I'm not... Pentecostal churches. Why? Because somebody said it's volume. We're looking at ministry. It's like that in business too. It is volume, it's volume. Go and check why American stock market crashed that time. Aaron, read the story of Aaron. You know Dell? How many of you know Michael Dell? As of today, he's trying to buy out Dell computers from public domain. He said he's tired of the pressure of the stock market, watching them to perform every few weeks. The current thing now, Microsoft and some banks have gathered together and money is ready. It's just for the shareholders to agree. And they buy out all the other shareholders. Dell is returning the company to himself and a few people. That way we can do real business. That this one that we're under pressure, quarterly returns, quarterly sales, that the thing is not allowing them to do business. The quarrel now is the amount of money, I think $18.50 per share that is offering. They said, no, it's too low. There's one big troublemaker, big investor that's there. Dan Alai, we want 26, something like that. That's the problem currently. Mary Kay Ash, when she started Mary Kay, after a while, she went public also. After a while, she said, thank you very much. She borrowed money from bank and bought all the shares back. So this is not how to do business. Even Richard Branson went public. After a while, the guy said, no, I can't do business like this. He returned every cobble people used to buy his shares. He borrowed money from banks and gave it back to them. They put me under pressure to be doing business in one particular way. That's the same thing with ministry. People are under pressure.
The pastor has to drive a car that's a particular caliber. It's a sign of prosperity. Sometimes just a sign of confusion. Most times. What am I going to say? If you are going to do anything, ministry-wise, business-wise, ask yourself, I'm about to start this. What is it that will be doing that will be different? Why did God add me to the number of people doing this? Many people are already out there doing it. What am I going to do that's different? It is not written in any Bible. You only find out when you turn aside to look. Why do Christians fast? That's what they fast for. Let me just say this to you. All these generational curses. You know, my great-grandfather divorced my great-grandmother. And they said nobody in our family will ever have stable marriage. Let me tell you the truth. If you see something like that, that's actually running down. Are you following my point? Before you start checking generational curses, check generational behavior. Are you getting my point? Before you start checking generational curses, check generational behavior. Most of those so-called curses, even though they are real, they don't come except there's a curse in the new generation. The Bible says a curse that is causeless does not come. The literal word does not alight, that is, does not land like a bird. Are you getting my point? It's flying. Let it fly. If you don't release your own cause to type into the curse, it is none of your business. And some of those prayers people pray, tonight we are going to break it. Say, broke, 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 we are breaking. They are not. They can't break. They can't break because the thing is held by abnormal behavior. As long as the abnormal behavior is not broken, the problems can't disappear. That's why, listen, you see problems always, you have to go turn aside and look and say, what is the problem? Because, you know, we read something in one book when we were pediatric students, undergraduate, in pediatrics. They were talking about obesity and all of that. That some people say that obesity or fatness is in their family. He said, before you check, say, just check the eating habit of the family. It's in our pediatrics book. Together, you see, father fat, mother fat, all the children fat. Say, oh, it's a genetic fatness. He said, first, it could be just genetic overworking. And listen, you know, recently, Americans tried to ban serving, that's in New York, their current mayor, Bloomberg. Bloomberg sponsored the bill to ban the serving of large volume, you know, Coke, Fanta, you know, it's like what they call soda, all right? That's what they call, we call them soft drinks here, large volume soft drinks. Go to New York. Let them serve you food. You will understand why Bloomberg said he was going to ban it. No, you will understand. Plates there, plates. They don't get plates, not tray. I remember once, my friend Chooks, my friend Uche, and another classmate. Okay, three of us, me, Chooks, and Uche went out during the day. So another classmate, Barra, said that we should come to his house, he's, you know, in the evening, that he would take us out and all of that. So we said, Barra is taking us to go and eat in the evening. Let's not eat. We just went shopping, moving around. So let's just take some snacks because we're not hungry. So just said, Barra is taking us out in the evening. So we can't afford to fill up our stomach before we go and see. But let's just stop. Just, you know, just inside the mall, just sit down somewhere, like in shop right now and pick some. So that's okay. Guy, I forgot what the guy should give us. And is it milkshake, they call it, whatever. That, like ice cream that's melted, something like that. Now the guy dropped my own in front of me. The thing was so tall. The spoon where Bobo put inside, it was as if he wanted to eat with the devil. They say, when you are dining with the devil, what do? You use a long spoon. Now Bobo gave me long spoon. So I asked him jokingly, you know, I've been a Niger boy, I don't understand this guy in New York behavior. I said, how many people's portion is that one? The young guy laughed. I said, where am I supposed to start from? Hey, like, start from anywhere. If you live there, because that's a seven. I hope you understand. It's what? 1 7. But go to China. Go to Japan. Go to Korea. You know how they take chop? You see their plates? It'd be like the one they take burn incense from inside church. Now, so it takes more. And you see it in their size.
What am I trying to explain? A lot of our generational curses are what? Generational behaviors. And many of those things we never know until we turn aside to look. So before you start breaking the devil, this devil was in my family 18 years ago. Tonight, you know, most of, God please forgive me what I want to say. It is not too bad. I'm just helping your people. Most of these people are ignorant. I'm sorry. Most of the pastors who shout all those things, now, when they worry them now, what? Ignorance. You know, because I'm a doctor, I hear testimonies that embarrass me. I'm a preacher. I just won't bury my face. Because I'm one of them, you know. Said, this man has been delivered from staphylococcus. Hey! You want to bury yourself in the ground. There's no disease so called. I've heard all the symptoms of staphylococcus is staphyloconfusion. That is, the man talking is confused. The person who came to present to him, they are all confused. Say, when you are sleeping and your body is doing grow. If your rent is due in 3 days, your body will do grow. Believe me. And when you don't have the money, you know this kind of thing, the sinner fleeth when no man pursueth. The debtor refuses to answer the call, even when it's not the landlord that is calling. That is why body does grow. Now say, if something is moving from your left leg and going to your back, yeah, you know, because I did psychiatry as a medical student, I said that is psychosomatic symptoms. There's nothing wrong with the fellow. He's worried. They now go for one lab. They now say that we use Ogbonge computerized machine to diagnose your ailment. They now carry something to put on his skin and say that he has cultured staphylococcus. They now come to the pastor with the result. They will now pray for him, and they heal the heart of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace. Now, notice what he said. They heal it slightly. So it works for a few days. It's called placebo effect. You know why God said I should be a doctor in life? So that I can balance the truth when I'm preaching. And you look at it and say, my God, what is wrong with this fellow? Nothing. Nothing. Well, let me finish my message. Your time has gone. What is the point I'm making? A lot of times people, they don't watch the generational misbehavior. They are trying to break a generational curse when there is no curse. It's just what the Bible calls the just recompense of reward for disobedience. And they walk perpetually in disobedience, many of them after they gave their lives to Christ. You get the point? Therefore, the problem remains. He says it's a curse. Listen to me. In Christ Jesus, every curse is broken. But when a man, you know, I told the believer's problems has a number of origins. Number one, I said, is what? Ignorance. Number two, I said, when a man doesn't understand proper order and procedure, so he's walking against the laws of God. All right? I use another word for you when I was describing that. I talked about another one, when he walks in sin, I mentioned that, you know, disobedience. That's what the Bible calls it, just recompense of reward for disobedience. And I said there's a trial of his faith. All right, the one I'm talking about now is when somebody is holding on to a bad behavior and there's a just recompense that is attached. It's not devil. The one I say all the time, every businessman that doesn't have a strict accounting method will always be broke. Why? There's a spiritual commandment. It's in the Bible. Proverbs 27:23. Know the condition of your flock, for riches are not forever. It's a scripture. You must know how much money comes in, how much money goes out, how they come in, how they go out. It's a law in the scriptures. Everybody must know the condition of his flock. Most people that do businesses don't know the condition of their flock. In my wife doing business, she has encountered many people. They want to pay her money. They bring the company account and just say, is this, am I selling this to your company or to you? And they're like, what is the difference? Believe from now to tomorrow. Confess from now to tomorrow. You can never financially balance unless you join politics. You know what I'm saying? Now, what have I said all of these things? So, the point I want to make is this. Let me just say, we'll continue next time. So why do we turn aside to look? It's simple. Why do we fast? We fast to turn aside
to Luke. Every minister should fast concerning his ministry. Every man, every woman should fast concerning their marriage. You should fast concerning your children. Oh, but I'd like to just drop this one in. Ben Carson's mother was confused. Two boys, the only two boys she had, the only two children she had, they were flunking out badly in school. She could hardly read or write. She said, God, what do I do? She told the boys, go to sleep. I need to go and talk with God. Ben Carson said, I could not sleep. I was afraid the Holy Spirit would tell my mother something that would not be pleasant. And when they woke up next day, the mother said, the Holy Spirit has spoken. And he was wondering, like, what did he say? And you know, simple things like, no more television in the house. What? You can only watch 2 hours a week. Huh? This is wicked. Holy Spirit cannot be the Holy Spirit of mercy to do this to young boys. So that's not all the Holy Spirit said, though. Hey! This imprisonment, fine on top? He said, yes. You will read 2 books every week and give me the summary. They did not know the woman could not read. Let's make a long story short. The one we know the story is Ben Carson. He became the most famous neurosurgeon in the world. He became the first black man to be a what they call in Nigeria, we call consultant, but they call them chief. The chief of pediatric neurosurgery in one of the world's top medical institutions. Why? Because the mother turned aside to look. And he said, this is what the Holy Spirit said. You boys, no more TV. And 2 books every week you will read and summarize for me. Ben Carson as a little boy, poor little boy of a poor mother. One day they finished in church, a man finished preaching. The head of medical missionaries. So when they left church, he felt like, good, I'll be able to serve God as a doctor. So on the way, he told the mother, can I be a doctor? I think it was like 5 or 6. And the mother said, anything you want to be in this world, you can be. Let's just ask God for it. God answered that, but he said, listen, this will not happen except you hear what the Holy Spirit is saying concerning your boys. She read that instruction according to the word of God. And that boy, at the age of 33, in America, it was a tough thing. It wasn't just the fact that he was a surgeon or a neurosurgeon. That was a black man, and he was appointed by a pure white board. There was no black man of the board of that institution. They unanimously said, Ben Carson is a man for this job. And he proved them right. Most of us would never have heard of Johns Hopkins except for Ben Carson. Because his mother turned aside to look. For your children, concerning their lives, you have to turn aside to look. Don't let the teacher tell you that this boy does not know anything. Like one of my chiefs said those days, they told him he had a child, a little boy who knew nothing. The boy was totally dull. He said he laughed and said nobody's teaching him anything. He took a leave and went home. He said he just went to the boys' school and just looked from outside. I said nobody's teaching him anything. Why? Because the class had, of course, maybe 20 people or more. And the boy was at the back of the class, not paying attention, and the teacher never found out. The boy didn't know he was coming. The teacher did not know he was coming. He just came to the class and just stood at the back. And he was watching. I used to call my chief the wisest unbeliever I know. He said, I said it. Nobody's teaching this boy anything. He just went home. Of course, he took his full leave. This holiday, oh boy, now me and you. He said he bought a board and a long stick so that he sat with the boy like this, could teach the boy. The boy, when he was, this is one, because the boy couldn't count, he could not read A, B, C, nothing. This is A, the boy will go, oh, quap, on the head. When the boy looks at me, this guy now wicked, so he behaved. By the time we met the children, this was what they used to do, listen to me, just for parents to understand. If they are going to primary 4, the holiday between primary 3 and primary 4, they finish all the books for primary 4. When they showed us letters, he was in Lagos, family was in Port Harcourt, he was a military officer, also one of my senior colleagues. He showed us the letter the children wrote. He told them, the mother told them, the father said, write, ask for anything you want. All of them, 3, he showed us the letters. All they asked for were books.
He said, where did I learn it from? He said that once he had a senior military officer, all the children were prize winners. All of them. So he called the man one day, sir, how do you do this? The man said, it's very simple. He said, 1 hour extra a day, that's all it takes. All the children go to school, they come back home. I make sure all my children get just 1 extra hour every day. They became prize winners, all of them. Christians pray nonsense prayer too much. Oh, the devil that said my child will not succeed. Holy Ghost, fire. Somersault and scatter. Get up and die. 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 The fellow talking is a dead man. He's dead stupid. Go home, sit with that boy, teach him. Let the devil that wants to take his brain come back. I told you Christians eat devils. Come back now. You say you won't take brain. Come. Man, that your foolish wisdom. I go convert them. Use them against you. We pray stupid, ignorant prayers that insult heaven. And they won't turn aside to look. There is wisdom for salvation. You know what Paul said? You have known the Holy Scriptures. You've known it. They will now produce for you wisdom. I don't know whether you get the point I'm trying to bring up from there. Let's first read the Bible. Then with the knowledge of scriptures we have, we go into prayer. Then God will now from there give us a word to tackle our own situation. Christians pray a lot of annoying prayers. A lot of annoying prayers. Most of the prayer, you know, some of you, you know what God is saying? I don't want to hear your shout again for the next 1 month. You know what I say? Shout. Let us pray. He said, if I hear that, I enjoy you. When you come to pray, go and read Ecclesiastes chapter 5 before you show up. Guard your steps when you draw near my temple. Draw near to listen. Then from now on, when you come to pray, I don't want to hear anything more than, Father, I thank you. The rest, shut your mouth and let me do the talking. You're going to take a book. I'll go into that next time. You're going to take a book. You are going to take a Bible. You are going to take a tape. You are going to just sit down there and listen. When you are through, you say, Father, I thank you. And you go away. When you show up again, you start with, Father, I thank you. I worship you because you are. If you raise your voice, I will enjoy you. When you finish saying thank you, you're my God, you're my King, shut your mouth. Take that Bible and start reading. Put in that tape and listen. If you want to fall asleep, please fall asleep. When you are finished sleeping, wake up and continue from where you stop. After a while, the demon of sleep will be tired. This guy, whether he sleeps or wakes, he still listens. That's 1 month, 2 months, that's all the prayer, that's all this your loud noise you have made over the last 3 years is the reason why I have not been able to bless you one bit. Because you have done all the talking. You come, you make up your mind about what you want to do, and you pray by force that I must go that way. You get my point? You know, wives do it once in a while. My wife has stopped that in a small, small. My husband, what do you think? My man, yeah, you made up your mind, you're trying to help me think it. I don't agree. We do it to God also. We made up our mind. The business I want to do must be between here and there. And then I say, Lord, you know, we'll now go and bribe him. Honor the Lord, thy substance, and the first fruit of all thy increase. You quickly pay. Say, God, but I've already tithed on the business. We can't stop it now. That's what you have been doing the last 3 years. I said, that's why I've not been able to do anything for you. I can't bless you. You do all the planning, all the talking, all the... In the name of Jesus, progress. I command this business to move forward, to move forward. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hakim, let's go. You don't jump inside a car. You don't go. You bless your own way. Open your own door. Was it, yeah? She, has he walked? He said, no. All right. Next 3 months. For some people, one guy was 1 month, another person 2 months, another fellow hearing me, your own is 3 months. You will close that mouth. Don't bless anything apart from Nigeria. Lord bless this country. Let the next bomb not go off in Kano in Jesus' name. Amen. When it comes to your life, don't bless nothing. Just sit down there. Lord, I thank you. Then open your Bible to someone. Just read someone. Then collect a tip. How to get God's best. And the woman say, that one Israel gave me. Listen to it. Courage to conquer. Pastor Bank, listen to it. You know, as you are listening, then periodically when your mind goes to your issues, don't see anything. Just turn to look. Those things we are thinking about doing. There are some, you just say, Lord, what do I stop? God just say, boom. Before you know what I do, that investment. You say, but Lord, we have already put in 2.6 million. Count that money as the years that the locust ate, the canker worm, the palmer worm, which other worm is it? The caterpillars, all my great armies, the locust. He said, but if you count it like that, I will now restore double back to you eventually. If you try to recover it, you will only be sending good money after bad. Let me stop. Why do Christians fast? Because they want to turn aside to look. Have you gotten my point? Have you gotten my point? Let's bow down our heads and say, Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you for everybody who listened to these words today and were blessed by those words. They imbibe those words and believe them. Give them direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them direction in the name of Jesus Christ. And let that which was cloudy, unclear, let it become clear. Let that mist lift and let them see your perfect plan for their future, for their destiny, for the next thing that they are about to do. Let them see it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed.